Hey guys, my name is Mason, and today I want to talk to you guys about the basics of NFTs. My goal is to explain everything as simply as possible so anyone can understand. So what are NFTs? NFTs are non-fungible tokens. They are a new form of digital assets. NFTs are used to represent anything that is unique and needs proof of ownership. They can be bought, sold, traded, and created on a digital marketplace. NFTs can be used for anything physical or digital, such as collectibles, items, deeds, memberships, anything like that. So how does an NFT work? An NFT is a non-fungible token powered by smart contracts on a blockchain. So let's go over all those terms. The difference between non-fungible and fungible is this. Non-fungible means that an item is not interchangeable with other items because it has unique properties. For example, a comic book or a trading card. Fungible means that items can be exchanged because their value defines them rather than their unique properties, such as a dollar or a Bitcoin. So the word token refers to a digital certificate stored on a database called the blockchain. And basically, the blockchain is a distributed ledger that is shared among a computer network. So how do you buy an NFT? Really, it's about three steps. The first step is to get a crypto wallet. This is where you can store your cryptocurrency and your NFTs. From there, you want to buy a cryptocurrency, such as Ethereum, and then go onto a digital marketplace like OpenSea. And then from there, you can explore different NFTs in which you can buy. And of course, that transfers back to your digital wallet. So why are NFTs important? Well, NFTs are one of the most important parts of blockchain technology because they offer a way for people to securely own and trade digital items without the risk of duplication or fraud. So for NFTs, the value of it comes from three places. The first place is from the creator, team, or the business behind it. And the second one is from the public perception of the NFT. And the last one is the scarcity or how rare this NFT is. So what's awesome about NFTs is that it is good for both the consumer and the creator. NFTs provide the opportunity for creators to take control of their work and sell it as a form of currency. An NFT can be programmed to give royalties to the creator every time it is exchanged. And for consumers, if you support an artist, project, or business, the idea is that you own a digital asset that you can both use and sell. So what is the future for NFTs? Right now, all the hype is around these pictures that people are buying and selling as collectibles. But I believe the future of NFTs is going to be around utilities. And I'll explain what the difference is here right now. So this camera is a collectible. It's from the 80s and I bought it for about 25 bucks. And I'm not really even sure if it works. But the idea is that because it's a collectible, it is rare, and which means it has value behind it. And the camera I'm using right now is a tool that I use to create content. And in this case, it's a utility. This camera is not a collectible because you can buy it anywhere, but it serves a function. And this is the idea between collectibles and utilities. One is a rare item that looks awesome and I can eventually sell for a lot more. And one is a tool that I can use in my daily life. Now imagine if you owned an NFT that both served a function as a utility, but was also a collectible, so it went up in value. And this is why NFTs are digital assets, because you can use them as a utility and they go up in value because they are a collectible. So this is why I believe both people and businesses will use NFTs, because there's so many different use cases for them.